Local Adelaide electronic duo Nakatomi have followed up last year's euphoric taster track Wooden Castle with their outstanding self-titled debut EP. Joining us now ahead of the EP launch this Saturday, Emily from the duo. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, how does it feel finally having the EP out in the world?
Yeah, pretty good. It's been about a year in the making, so we're glad to finally get it out there and have people having a listen to it.
A year in the making. Why was it a year in the making?
We started writing it early last year, and we were planning on releasing it sort of mid to late last year, and then we ended up scoring a John Lennon Artist in Residence in the Music SA building, and we decided to do that instead of kind of rushing the EP and see what songs sort of came out of that, because it was a collaborative writing project, and we ended up writing about 15 songs through that program, and that kind of went into, I think, around in July. And then we went through those and kind of ended up scrapping a lot of the stuff we'd been working on earlier in the year and choosing some of the songs we did through that program instead. And then we worked on theirs for the rest of the year to get them ready for the EP. And that brought us to here.
Well, tell us a bit about the EP. It's a self-titled EP. It's the first sort of major release from you two. What sort of the thoughts behind it? What sort of made it on that you're really proud of?
There's six tracks on this, and obviously Wooden Castle that we released at the end of last year is on there as well. We put out a lot of singles, and this was kind of, we wanted to put together something that kind of represented what the sound we were kind of becoming, because all the other singles we put out was while we were developing our sound a bit more, and this is a bit more of a cumulative, this is how we feel we are now and where we were at that time making this EP, and it's showing kind of the sound, I think, of Nakatomi, really, that we hadn't kind of totally established yet through all the other songs. A lot of them were experiments and that sort of thing, so yeah, I think that it's established our sound a little bit.
Well, you mentioned before you were involved in an artist in residence program, which sort of shaped what the EP has now became. What sort of changed during that, do you think?
We did a lot of collaboration, which we hadn't really done any of before. We'd done a little bit of writing with one of the producers we'd done some songs with, JP, but mostly we'd been writing, you know, just between ourselves. And the whole point of this project, of the Artist in Residence, was to collaborate with different songwriters, and so we brought in a whole heap of friends or people we didn't know that we admired what they did, and invited them in to come for a day and just write songs with us, and this is kind of what came out of that, so that changed us a lot, because we were learning how other people were writing and learning to write with them as well as ourselves, and getting everybody's ideas into. They were all writing, you know, knowing it was for Nakatomi and what we'd done before, and so there was that element in there. It wasn't just sort of writing for the sake of writing, but it really helped us develop and be able to explain to those songwriters what we thought Nakatomi was, and also what them to be able to say to us what they thought Nakatomi was. And I think that, yeah, all fed into that, being able to sort of work out exactly what we wanted our sound to be and how to develop that.
We're speaking with Emily from Adelaide electronic duo Nakatomi about their debut self-titled EP. Now, the launch is this Saturday night at it's tonight, is it? Sorry, my mistake.
Yep.
It's tonight at Ancient World. What have you got in store?
We have got lots of things in store. I don't want to give away too much because it is tonight. we've been working really hard on the live show and bringing something a bit different for tonight. We've also got Melbourne artist joining us, Missy, who's just released a single, and she's just back from a Canadian tour, so it's her only show in Adelaide. So she'll be up first, playing at the beginning of the night, and then, we'll be doing a big show at the end.
Now, I have to ask, me and Tom were talking about this earlier. It's at Ancient World, which is a bit of a kind of tucked away venue. Do you have a reason why you guys chose to do the gig there?
To be honest, we've actually never played a gig there before, and we've always wanted to. And so whenever we thought about doing the EP launch, that was always kind of where we thought of going, because it's always been like this thing that we wanted to do. We actually did one of our very first video clips in there, in the venue itself, for the song The Knife. And so there was a nightclub scene in there that was filmed, and we just really liked the venue and thought it would be, it just sort of really suited our vibe. And so we're looking forward to finally getting to play there.
And you'll be able to recreate the video tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, yeah, obviously this EP is a great step forward for you too. But what's the rest of 2018 got in store for you?
I think that we were planning maybe to do some touring later in the year, and we want to get back to writing again, because it has been a lot of development over the last 6 months, just working out the songs we'd already written, and we'd like to get back to doing that again mid this year and getting a whole heap more songs ready.
Now we're going to play one of the songs off the EP, Old Flame. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this one?
We actually wrote this one with a mate of ours from Alistair, who's from another local Adelaide band called Blush Response. He does shoegaze music. They've just released an album as well, which is really amazing. But he came in a couple of different days with us, and this is one of the songs that came out of that. So he had this idea. He's obviously mainly shoegaze, but he came in with this sort of like 80s little electro idea, and we were like, we love this, and worked on it, and this song came out. And he had a few lyrical ideas, so he actually contributed a little bit to this as well, lyrically, with me. But we kind of, I based it loosely on a dream about having walked past somebody in the street that you used to date that doesn't recognise you at all. And how that might feel if you had spent a lot of time with them, and that they actually had no recollection of that whatsoever, and it had meant a lot to you. So that's kind of where it goes lyrically, but it's a little bit abstract because it is a dream world. Hopefully it makes some sort of sense to everyone. But
thank you so much for joining us today, Emily.
No worries.
All
thanks
the best
for me.
For tonight.
Thank you.
Emily from electronic duo Nakatomi chatting with us just then about their self-titled EP and the launch, which is tonight at Ancient World. And yes, we're going to listen to Old Flame. You're on Breakfast.